Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Small Business Stand Up, where we discuss all the secrets of seasoned entrepreneurs in different fields of business. Learn from them and be ready to grow and thrive. Stay tuned and enjoy. The views, information, or opinions expressed by the host, co-host, and or guests on this podcast do not necessarily represent or reflect the views of our company, our sponsors, and advertisers. Please consult your attorneys, CPA, or business owners, advisors, before making any business decision. Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Coach Jay with Small Business Stand Up, and I got another one of our great entrepreneurs, Mr. Jason. Mr. Jason, what's up?
On everybody. Thanks for having me on.
Man, you know, the podcast ain't a podcast without you guys, man. I've been enjoying listening to your comment on a lot of different things, man. So, hey, man, welcome.
Just
get started, man. Miss K just can't make it today, so she'll be on next week. So everybody tune in just for Miss K's comment. She won't be here this week, but next week she'll be back. All right? So, Miss K be killing it, man. She be killing it, so. All right, man, so let's jump right into a few of these questions, man. I think a couple of these questions, man, hit home for me. So it's interesting to see how you're going to react to a few of them as well, right?
All right,
question one is, what would you say to a potential business owner that says he don't have time to improve himself? What would you say to that person?
I'll say he's losing, and I'd call him a loser, okay?
Right.
Because – If you're not going to invest into yourself, whether it be some kind of self-help or instruction to whatever the business is that you're doing, then you're getting left behind. You're going to get left behind. If you want your business to grow, then you got to grow with it. So, yeah. You know, you can't stay stagnant and then expect growth and opportunity when you're not growing professionally and internally.
That's true. If there's no excuse, man, for improving yourself, especially when we all have these new inventions called cell phones.
Right.
There's so many ways, man, to get knowledge. Now, stuff is coming at you all the time. So if you wanted to read a book, you can always, you know, pull yourself to the side instead of watching that TV or whatever the case is, read a book or whatever the case is, right? Or pull up, inspirational speakers, you know, in California or something like that, and listen to that for 15, 20 minutes. So it's really, right. It's really, really no excuse for that.
It's not. I mean, and you know, one of my mentors told me, he said, you know, from now on, when I got with him, he said, from now on, you don't listen to music in the car no more.
Man.
You do not listen to music in the car anymore. The one thing that you need to be doing so that you can be productive. And then after he told me that, you're kind of reluctant to stuff like that. But I was also, I also learned at the same time that anything that falls 5 decibels below earshot goes right into the subconscious, and you don't have to think about it. It's going in there anyway. So if you're paying attention while you're driving, it's about five decimals below earshot, it's going to go into your subconscious and you're going to not know where it's coming from anyway. So you're automatically developing yourself.
So the true definition of a rolling university, you know? So, but I looked this up and I was thinking about this the other day. It was something you had said the other day about how you, in a sense, get more time in the day. So I looked it up, man. So in a week, you have 168 hours in a week. Minutes, right? In minutes in a week, you got 10,080 minutes in a week, right? Seconds, you got 60,480 seconds in a week. You have time. You know, if you block out all that stuff, when you're coming home, you're sitting on the couch and you're just sitting there not doing nothing, or you're watching that TV or that game or this or whatever else you're doing that you could, you know, chop that off and put something in there to feed yourself. Not physically, but mentally, or whatever the case is, you can do it. We all have the same 24 hours. And you got some people who do some great things, some amazing things. You got some people who do nothing. And guess what? You doing nothing, you'll get nothing. Simple as that.
You get zero. Nothing.
Zero. 100% of zero too.
Yeah, like they used to say, in school, you got a big fat goose egg.
Exactly. So you make whatever is important to you, you make time for it.
Oh,
it's just simple as that. You know, it's just simple as that. Because I never heard a person say, "Man, I'm too busy to go to work." You know that job is important to you, so you get up even when you don't want to go and you go, right? So you make time for what you think is important to you, and that's it, man. So time is important, man. You know, time is important, absolutely. And the way that you structure it can determine if you're successful or not. You know, and you definitely got to read some books, man. You know, stop playing. Stop acting like you don't have the same 24 hours that everybody else do. And bring some of this information into your brain, man, so that you may grow. Because if you're not growing, you're dying, man. You know.
Yeah, but when you look at it, so depending on who you're listening to, I want you to keep in mind that you're downloading years of information in a very, very short period of time.
Yeah.
But it's also up to you what you're gonna do with it. What are you gonna do with that information?
That's true. That's frozen experience, and when you read it, you can melt it into your brain. Right, it's frozen in time.
Right. Yeah, but we're too busy. We're too busy, right? That's what we hear. We're too busy. Okay, but you're not busy creating anything. Okay, half of the stuff that we do every day, if you look at your life, half of the things that most people do every day is not bringing wealth to themselves. It's keeping it away from them.
Exactly. That's true. That's true, man. That's true. Just busy being busy. With stuff that you don't even really want to be busy, just doing it because it's this part of your routine. You know, break up the monotony, man, and do something that can benefit you. Exactly.
Yeah, but around the cage is busy, but it doesn't mean he accomplished anything.
And he's not going anywhere. That's true.
He ain't going nowhere.
That's true. We all can block. Right now, we can just say, you know what? If I take this out of what I do on a daily basis, I have enough time to accomplish some of the goals that I, or some of the, let's say, even, like say, you got stuff around the house that you should be doing. You can block out your 20, 30 minutes. You can get those things accomplished. You can get them knocked out. So there's no excuse for that. There's no excuse. Yeah. But I've heard it. You know, I've definitely heard that before. All right. That was a good one here, man. So let's go to this next one. You know, business owners always say time is money. Is that true? Let me let you know. We had a listener, right? She reached out to me. And she wanted to ask that question. Her name is Joan Long. So Joanne Long is what her name is. She said, in some ways, time is money, but there are more valuable things in life which requires time to be taken away from investing and working. So I think that's true. What do you think?
Say that for me one more time.
She said, in some ways, time is money. Oh, okay. She said, some ways, time is money. It's true, right? In some ways, it is true, right? Time is money sometimes, right? But there are more valuable things in life which requires time to be taken away, like investing in work. Did that make sense?
I mean, yeah, kinda. But there's truth to both sides of it.
Yeah.
Time is money, but it's all about what value that you put on that time. It's about what value you actually put on that time to determine, again, if it's actually worth it or not. So is my time worth going to hang out with someone that's not going to bring anything to me when I know that I should be spending that time or using that time more productively? Because that's what's going to bring me the actual money. Now, some people will argue and say that money is not everything, but it's the only thing that people measure. Okay. Exactly. It's the only thing that people measure. So, but I'm not saying that money is everything, and things are going to actually come up that's worth more than your money. But again, there's also some sacrifice that has to go in that as well.
Yeah. And we all from time to time have to trade money for time or time for money.
Yeah.
You know, if you're working, you got to do that. you know. But I see a lot of, you know, I look at it now, let's say a manager or a owner of a company. Of course, he's leveraging other people's time with money, right? So in a sense, absolutely right. Time is money. But in my eyes, it don't equate, right? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you think about it, like I looked up, I don't know if you're familiar with, was it Mason Musa? Like the richest person in Africa, right? Yeah, like they said he had around $12 trillion, right? If you was able to dig him up today and say, man, I'll give you 5 days, just give me your wealth. He would give that money up in a heartbeat to live on 5 more days. Right? Sure. So it's all about perspective. But in order for your days, you get more accomplished in your business, you have to leverage other people's time to accomplish it or to be grandier, I guess you can say. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like to this day, like my assistant, you know, that we have on our team, I couldn't really do this, especially to the magnitude that I'm doing it, if it wasn't for them. Right. You know? So, well, absolutely.
Yeah. And I was having this conversation the other day, you know, and it might be a little bit, you know, off to the topic just a little bit, but there's also, most people will say, hey, you need to have work-life balance. That was the conversation. But there is no work-life balance. There's only work-life choices, and they all have consequences. They all have consequences on what you decide that you're going to do. I don't believe in work-life balance. So I'm going to make the choices based on the time or the things or the items or the money based on that situation.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So whatever is of the utmost importance at that time is the one that you lean on.
Right.
I guess that's the life of an entrepreneur.
Right, but that doesn't mean that's going to be part of my habitual habits. That exactly. just means I that, hey, I'm actively looking at this with an open eye to make the best choice and the best decision on that situation at this time and at this point.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Wow. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. Because I mean, I can't say, well, you know, every time that this comes up, that I'm going to do that. No, I can't say that because I'm going to have to weigh it each and every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See what's the most important at that time. You know, let's say you have a child or whatever case, they may have a recital. That's a big deal to them. But let's say you got to work. You know, sometimes you can't make all those big important meetings. I definitely understand that. But it can't be too left sided that the other side is all kilter too, right? We can't be gone so much that the family is falling apart as well. So it's like, to me, like I try to maintain the balance. You know, I try to do that. But as an entrepreneur, I don't think there's really no such thing as about the entrepreneur, because when I wake up in the morning, my mind is on what I need to do for my business concern, because it's got people that's relying on it. Right. And my family's relying on it. So I get what you're saying. You know, and to a person who works a 9-to-5, they wouldn't even understand that.
Right.
That's just an entrepreneur mindset. I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, but I mean you can ask the person that's working the 9-to-5, why do they get up and go to work every day?
Yeah. Yeah,
they've made a choice that they're going to get up and go to work every day. Well, how about trying to make another choice then?
Yeah,
because you can still make another decision. You can decide not to go if you don't want to.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
But am I going to put the same amount of effort that it's going to take for me to go to work and work for someone else and do that for myself today?
Man, that's a lot, man. That's a lot to think about, man.
Yeah. Am I gonna do the same amount, if not more, than what I'm paid for as well?
Yeah.
You know, everybody's not made to be an entrepreneur, but so those that actually work, are you gonna do more than what you're paid for?
Yeah.
That's the value added into it. So you value add to the company or you value add to yourself?
That's true. And most, you know, I would go so far to say most employees is not going to do that. right? No, they want to think a lot of times they do just enough not to get fired, you know. So and that's kind of how it is, you know. But
you know why?
You know,
it's easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why it's easy. Yeah. It's easy to get up and go to work every day and know what I'm gonna do, okay, and not what I need to do versus saying what I have, you know, and what I have to do. They're saying, hey, I have to do this every day. And we're the best litigators when it comes to ourselves and convincing ourselves that this is, you know, this might be the right thing for me to do. And in some cases, it's not.
Yeah. Hey, that's true. That's true. I remember going to work really, really sleepy, man. Oh, really, really sick or something like that, man. Just got to get up and go, you know? So I know exactly what you're saying. Man, that's something. That is something.
Because I have to. You know, let's work. Yeah. Let's wake up in the morning and worry not about what we have to do in order to put food on the table, but start doing what we want. Let's start making some choices about what we want.
You got to architect. You got to architect it. Like my daughter right now, she's getting ready to leave the country. And she put herself in a situation to where she's able to maintain, you know, for a certain period of time, man, without working. And she just want to go and see the world. You know,
yeah.
And I was telling her earlier today, man, like you didn't want to put this together. You architect the way you can sit back for X amount of months and just live life, man, and without any stress or whatever the case is, man. You know, so it's a different mindset when you're in that situation. But you know, as entrepreneurs, man, it's always go, go, go. We have to kill what we eat. So there's no check that's gonna come down and say, "I'm knocking at your door." That's not how that works. If we don't go at that door with the mindset and anything in my way, I'm going to dominate it. We don't eat that day.
We don't.
And you know what? I love that though. That's the crazy thing about it, man. I actually love that, knowing that I have the ability to do that. It's like a person who loves fish, right? But who can't fish. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you love fish, you can't fish. You can't even go out in the world, shut down the day. You can't even go out there and put a pole in the water and get you some fish. Every day, I fish every day. I'm accustomed to that. I enjoy that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fisherman, you know? So it's a different mindset, man. It's a different mindset. So,
every time,
man, another good one here, man. So, absolutely. All right, so let's go to this next one. All right, so this is I guess this is kind of other side of the coin, right? So how important is just disconnecting from your business? How important is that? Do you get a chance to do that?
I'd have to rephrase that one a little bit because I really don't believe in the disconnect. I don't want to disconnect from my business. You know, I don't want to disconnect from my business.
You do not want to at all. Okay.
No. That's a personal thing. I'm not saying that everybody is going to, you know, be like that or needs to be like that. But for me, I don't want to disconnect from.
I have to. I'm just being totally honest with you, real front. Like I've never did. And I said over 6 years, I never have disconnected totally from my business in 6 years. But this next month is our 29th year anniversary, right? I want to be able to disconnect for about 4 or 5 days without. I want to turn my phone off for the first time in 6 years. You know what I'm saying? So, to be honest with you, I failed with this disconnecting from my business. Like I've been on vacation and I'm asking calls and it's because I tricked myself. I guess I tricked myself into believing that I love it so much. It's not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? But truly, I'm not really giving the family like the time that they actually deserve just away from my phone. Like me and my wife, we can be sitting there, right? And I'm watching a movie and all of a sudden my phone go off and I'm texting and watching the movie at the same time. It's not fair for her. You know what I'm saying? So that's a flaw. And I'm trying to get that together.
Kinda, Jay. But for me, you know, for me, I have to make sure that it's understood. You know, hey, she married into this.
Yeah.
I haven't changed. I'm always the same. She married into it. So it's not that I'm changing a little bit, but I'm also still giving you what you need. And if I'm not, then you need to tell me. Okay, but if you don't tell me, then I don't know. And I'm not gonna try to read your mind. But you came into this, so I don't need that disconnect.
Yeah.
You know, my only disconnect is when I go to sleep.
You totally disconnected then. See, like, I that's been my kind of my, I guess I can say my in my situation, it's been kind of flaw in my, in my, I guess my personality, right? Or this is my being, right? Even when I was a young person, right? I guess you could say a gift, and I can have a curse of, I can block things out and nothing affects me, and I'm going on with my life. Like, it could be literally chaos going on. My mind, I'm so focused on what I need to be doing, and nothing else matters. And it takes my wife from time to time just to pop that bubble and say, hold, pick your head up and pay attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I can forget about everything else because I'll be so locked in. You know, so now what I'm trying to do now, man, is I'm trying to disconnect every day. You know what I'm saying? For a period of time. So I'm trying to let my me control the business rather than the business controlling me. You know what I'm saying? So it's easier said than done. Don't give me, because I love what I do. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm actually sitting there watching the movie with the wife, I'm actually, okay, let me turn my phone off for a minute. Let me enjoy this. Because what can happen is we can get burnt out.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Yeah. I guess if you truly love what you do, I don't really see that happening. But if a person that, you know, doing a lot of, you know, let's say running a company and he just in it for the money, I can see how that can burn you completely out. But the problem is I love what I do. So it's like it's hard to just totally detach from it, but I'm trying to do it at least once a day.
No.
You ain't trying to hear that.
Nope.
So what do you do? What do? You at the movies, right? Your wife is your anniversary. You asking the phone?
Well, first of all, I don't really go to the movies. That's number one.
Okay.
So, you know, now if she has to go, then I will, but that don't mean I ain't gonna bust out the phone. But I don't really do the movies, but there's not been a time where, I will put my phone away, but that doesn't mean I've disconnected.
Gotcha. It's still on your mind.
Yeah, if I got that phone in my pocket, whether it's in my pocket or not, I'm still thinking about business. You know, everywhere I go, that's what I'm looking for. I see business everywhere I go. It doesn't matter. And so
I'm the same way.
Even if I did go to the movie theater, heck, I'm critiquing them.
We're the same way, bro.
I'm looking for the gaps. I'm looking for the gaps in opportunity. And also that keeps me aware of what's really going on around me so that we can actually adapt to that too.
Man, hey, listen, I've been saying that for years, man. I've been telling my wife, my kids that for years. Like, we go in a place and I'm thinking, like, let's say we're going to Sam's Club, right? And everybody coming, they smile, they got money to spend or whatever the case is. I'm looking around and saying, man, how much money are these people actually making? All these people paying $100 a year, and that's how my mind works. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's constantly analyzing stuff like that. I used to think I was crazy. But it's good to know.
You're not crazy. So, like, remember on one of the other podcasts when we originally talked about it and getting money for the business?
Yeah.
A lot of what I learned in reference to business, you said Walmart, I learned that from Walmart, studying Walmart.
Yeah.
Because Walmart has the most sophisticated debit and payback system that there ever is. See, most of the things if it doesn't have Sam's name on it, everything on the shelf inside of Walmart is bought on credit.
Yeah. Yep.
As soon as you go to the register and you pay for it, a portion of that goes to pay the credit that they bought the item for. The other half goes into the bank.
They wholesaling. That's all they doing.
That's all they're doing.
They don't make the product. They wholesale it.
That's all they're doing. But again, they're all, you know, they bought it on credit. But that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to understand, okay, well, hey, man, look, what success leave clues, and we're not looking for them.
Man.
You know, we want to shut out, and we want to do certain things, and we want to disconnect, just like I tell some of my mentees. Look, hey, you want to be one of the Lambo boys? You want to drive a Lambo? Okay, cool. Well, guess what? I ain't never seen, and I don't know that anybody else has ever seen a Lamborghini commercial on TV.
No, I can't say that I have.
No,
I can't say that I have.
Why? Because the people that are watching TV can't afford it.
Yeah,
they're not advertising to you.
And the ones that knows, they don't got to advertise.
That knows.
Yeah, man.
Those are repeat customers.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I feel like that. I'm gonna watch this, I'm gonna get or indulge in that, you know, I'm a very addictive person. So therefore, when I start doing something, then I'm probably gonna get addicted to it, and I don't want to.
Yeah. Wow. That's deep, man. It's true, man. It's amazing, man, how I say entrepreneur mind works. Or let's say, imagine a person who owns a Fortune 500 company, how he's thinking, he or she is thinking. So I can see where I'm at on the totem pole is a little crumb on the totem pole, basically, and how I think. Yeah. So I can imagine what a person who owns a Fortune 500 company, multiple locations and warehouses and all that stuff, how they're thinking. It's a numbers thing. That's all it is.
But they still get to the point where they're delegating that information out. And they're expecting a report. They're not completely disconnect. Somebody's reporting to them.
Exactly. But it all comes down to numbers, though. The numbers have to make sense. You know, the numbers have to make sense. And so when I'm walking to Walmart or whatever case is, and I'm thinking about how much this shirt is and how much they really make off these things, it's a numbers game. You know, if it's selling for $10 and I'm making $5 each one of them, and they got 50 shirts there, how much are they really making? And how many stores they actually have?
There's no such thing as a sale. Yeah, there's no such thing as a sale. No. I want you to think about this, right? Okay, yeah, it's going on sale. Well, if you're not marking it down 50%, then ain't no sale. Okay? If you took $2 off of it, and it appears that you took $2 off of it, it was $4.99, now it's $3.99, you're still paying $4.
Exactly. With the tax and everything, you're still paying. Yeah. It's true.
You're still paying for it.
It's just marketing. That's all it is.
It's just marketing.
Now people are rushing. That's now it. People are rushing to buy it because of the marketing. Like Good Friday.
No different. No different than, you know, we was getting something to eat one time in one of the little hole in the wall shacks one day, and they had a TV up in there, and it was some kind of advertisement for medication or whatever. And the first thing I looked at, my wife turned and looked at me, and I said, I wonder how many people just got that. Just because they saw it right there. I wonder.
Marketing is powerful, man. It definitely is. Yeah. Wow. You know, as business owners, so we always on the road. Like, you're on the road right now. So I've been out since early today, man, ripping and running the whole day, right? So unfortunately, we're not able to eat like we want to eat, right? We're eating a lot of junk food a lot of times. So how important is your physical health in business? Like, we have to be deliberate about it. You know what I'm saying? How important is it? Do you put that on? Let me ask you first. As for me, it hasn't been, right? So as for me, it hasn't been for a long time, man. I'm just wrapping my head around this thing, to be honest with you, man. And realize, man, I done got out of hand. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm really being deliberate, man, in my health. Right? I'm kind of watching what I'm eating, I'm exercising, I'm doing all that stuff, man. But for years I didn't really even think about it, man, until my wife brought it to my attention that, you know, basically the scriptures, you know, what's the system gaining the world? Of gaining all this stuff that you're working hard for, and you're not going to be here to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. So your health is very important, man. So what about you, man? Physical health.
I mean,
business.
I mean, it's, I believe in it. Now, again, I'm not 100% just doing that. Now, I do something that's easy and simple, which is, you know, the keto or paleo, because even when I'm out, I can still get stuff that I can actually eat that's healthy, or healthy enough, and I like it without there being any issue. But again, yeah, prolonging, you know, your life so that you can enjoy some of the things that you are working and putting effort in for hard enough is, you know, you got to. What's the purpose?
I agree. You know what's what? You know, even in corporate America, right? So people judge you by your appearances, or you know, just as an entrepreneur, man. You know, if a person, you know, and it's real, man. So and you know, they say pretty people who are in shape seem like they make more money than another person does who's not, right?
Yeah.
So it's your representative that they're meeting. So you can be, you know, the most dynamic speaker, but if your appearance or your heavy set or whatever the case is, and it don't kind of fit. It turns some people off, whether you know, right or wrong or whatever, but it's true. So it's like I have to make sure what I'm saying, I'm actually wearing too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So when you first meet me, my peers say the same thing I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm working on now. And it took me this long to get to that point, man. It's sad, but I was like, wow, this is crazy. Because I was once a physically fit guy, man. I played sports all the time. And I just kind of, I let it go, man. So I got to get it together, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got two times to make a first impression.
You got two times.
You got two times to make a first impression. Okay. One, the appearance. And two, when you open your mouth.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. That's deep. Yeah. That's so true. That's so true. But, you know, it was a term that you heard a lot when I was younger, right? I hear it, probably hear it even more now. Your health is wealth. Your health is wealth, man. Everything starts with your health, man. So you have the greatest ideal in the world. You have the ability to carry it out. You have people backing you up, angel investors, all kind of stuff. But if you're not healthy enough, all that stuff falls to the side.
Well, right, let's I want to define that here for a moment. The your health is your wealth, and I want to break it down just a little bit more, because the reason why that's being said is not, you know, of having a six pack or anything like that. Most of it goes right back to clarity. If your health is not, you know, if it's subpar, then you can never be clear on what it is that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Because it affects every neuron, every brain function that there is. And if you can't think, then you're cloudy all the time. You can't focus. You can't get it done. And that's where a lot of people fail. Even when they get ready to start business, they don't understand why they can't focus. You know, they got the attention span of a goldfish, or less than a goldfish, is because of the fog. It's your health. It's trying to tell you something.
Yeah, man. You know what's crazy is that the issue, I guess, I've been having, right, is this. I've probably always been in a fog all my life, and I've been fairly functional. You know what I'm saying? So I got to see what it feels like when I don't have that fog. So, you know, that's the thing. And how fast, like my brain already goes 100 miles an hour. So I can imagine how, you know, how clear and how it will be running once I, you know, get some of this weight off. And so I'm really, like I said, I'm really going. You know, and I want to make sure I put it on this podcast so people can hold me accountable for it.
Fair warning to your wife, okay? If you having some issues now trying to break away, forewarner.
Yeah, exactly. So we enjoy the, you know, gym, and you know, but I can't really go there because I'm not comfortable with being at the gym and all that stuff. But I got the membership. I ain't letting it go. So we've been hitting this school
go,
close
Jay.
By. I'm really been kind of focusing.
You've got to get uncomfortable with being uncomfortable.
I definitely am, bro. I'm uncomfortable with and the reason why I said it is that it's my wife. She said, she's like, look, we'll go ahead and join it, man, but this, and this, right? I'm like, that's gone. You know what I'm saying? Let's make it happen. So we got the school behind us where they got a track. So as long as I'm active, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thing. So I'm walking in the morning, walking in the afternoon, and I'm really watching what I'm eating, man. And I'm gonna surprise everybody in a minute.
good. We mentioned that, but you know, I'm gonna brag on myself just a little bit, because you know, my 14-year-old sister, she challenged me to a race.
Oh man!
And I told her, I said, you don't want to race me because I'm gonna beat you. Okay. And behold, I did 2 times. Man. Listen, she's like, man, I got to get in shape. I was like, well, look.
She got to get in shape. She's 14 years old.
Yeah. So, you know, don't let the age fool you, okay?
Exactly. and see, the reason why we can bring this up, man, is that everybody's out there who thriving to be an entrepreneur, man, or a business owner, whatever the case is, we have to really take into account our health, right? We're really trying to, you know, get this generational wealth, pass this stuff down, man. You don't want your life cut short because you out pursuing your dream, but you're not taking care of yourself. You make that part of your daily duty, right? So when you write down everything you must do, your to-do list for that day, make sure you include that. It's very important. You know what I'm saying? Probably put it at the top. Like in the morning time, my mind is going 100 miles an hour. So I send a lot of my email, a lot of my text messages early in the morning. So I'm going at 100 miles an hour, right? But after that, I'm out here walking before the day break, you know? In the afternoon, when the sun go down, I'm out here walking. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, man. So I the reason why I'm bringing this up, because I want everybody that hears this to hold me accountable for. And I'm going there. I'm the type of person that have my mind focused on something. I don't let up. Huh?
Hey Jay, what you doing? What you doing while you walking?
I'm just be honest with you. Right now, I'm walking slow. That's what I'm doing right now. So I'm not even walking fast. I'm just start walking, then I'm gonna pick it up as I go.
Right. What are you doing while you're walking?
I'm walking and thinking. I got to, man. I'm actually walking and thinking. I cannot stop it. You know, so I can't turn it off, man. It's like, that's just how I operate, man. I'm looking at the cars. I'm thinking, man, it was crazy the other day, right? You walking, right? So, the other day I'm walking, right? Little white, right? So, and I see this nice car. It's a big BMW, whatever. My wife, this is a nice car. In my mind, what I'm thinking, that car, no payment, has to be around $800 a month for about 6 years. And that's how my mind works at about 5 or 6% interest rate. I know that payment is crazy. And that is how my mind works, man. You know, I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off, man. It's crazy, bro. I'm like, what is wrong with me, man? You know, I can't even enjoy the moment, man. So, what I've learned that works is when I get in nature. Because there's nothing that I can pay for or that I can run numbers off of in nature. You know what I'm saying? So that helps me a lot. That helps me a lot. So, but man, hey, listen, we talk about personal situations here, man. You know what I'm saying? So we not holding anything back. You know, help is your wealth, man. You know, you got to get your help together. And that's for me, to me, you know? So, all right. So here's the next one here. Now this is I think it's gonna be kind of fun to kind of get your idea or your feedback on which one you enjoy more, right? Board games, right? I'm kind of big on board games now. What's your favorite board game and why?
You know what? I don't really have one. If I was to choose out of a board game that I've played, I'd probably have to say Monopoly.
Yeah. Yep.
coupled with winning in the cash flow game. those two together is really about business.
Yeah.
So the way my, you know, the way my mind works, I like to play those games because it gives me something to think about.
Hey, listen, I'm the same way. So mine would be first and foremost, I can say they both count on equally for me, right? The board game Monopoly. It's huge. It's talking about real estate, man, and money. How can I not love that? You know what I'm saying? I told you guys last episode, I just dream about being in real estate as a kid. So, and the next one is chess. I enjoy a game of chess, man. Like, my wife recently bought me this table. And, you know what I'm saying, one of these big tables or whatever, man. It got these big chess pieces. I might have seen you a picture of it. But yeah. I ain't got nobody to play with, you know, because of this COVID, you know what I'm saying? But so I'm always strategizing without moving and all that stuff. But the game of chess, man, it keeps you thinking three or four moves ahead. It's kind of how life is. And, you know, of course, the Monopoly game, man, it keeps you focused on real estate, man. I think with both of those two, I think every person, especially entrepreneurs, or anybody who's in real estate, whatever the case is, need to learn those two games. Definitely learn those two games. I wish I had some money in those two. I could eat for a lifetime.
Right.
So those are the two, man. But definitely, man, I really appreciate you coming on, man. And, you know, I know you riding back from probably another good appointment. So you always hustling, man. I love it, man. We got to get together, man. It's been a little while, man, you know. We got to get together, so, yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, but and we miss Miss K today. I know she couldn't get on, but she'll be on next week, man. And any final thoughts?
You know, my final thought for today, start paying more attention to what you're doing every day. And I'm a charge you with, it's going to be hard for you, okay? I did it. It was hard. But, you know, if it ain't hard, then it ain't worth doing, is to write down everything that you do all day. I'm talking about from the time that you wake up until the time that you lay down to close your eyes. Write down everything that you do that day. And then the next day, I want you to observe it and see how much time you've actually wasted. That's part of what our discussion was today. And I want to see how much more of that time you can pull back out of there and then throw that back into something that is going to either earn you money or get you that time back and make it worth it so that you can live the life that you're trying to live.
Boom. Mine will be, as we talked about a little earlier, you know, you have 168 hours in a week. You have time. For whatever you're trying to accomplish, you have time. Now, it's all about how bad do you want it? Simple as that. You start, you know, how you eat an elephant is one bite at a time. So what you need to do is block out a few minutes and continue to grow on those minutes to the point that you see some progress happening. And the second point as well, we talked about health is your wealth. It's important, man. You can you know, blow your business up so big and you pass the next day or pass right before you get ready to be truly successful, right? So, and it can happen when you're healthy too, don't get me wrong, but you got a better chance of living, enjoying it, you know, when you actually accumulate your wealth or whatever the case is. So, you know, take this run with me. I'm trying to get it together, man. You know, come on board, man. If anything we can do, anything I can do, definitely reach out to me. I want to get one of these wrist angles. I forgot what they call it, man, where people can add themselves to it and you can see how many walks I do, how many steps I take in a day. And so
the Fitbit.
Fitbit, exactly. It's Fitbit. So you can maybe get a group of that, whatever. So to keep people motivated, pushing them along and say, okay, Jay did a half a mile, I'm going to do a mile, you know what I'm saying? So keep people motivated, man, for this goal, man. So health is your wealth, man. So, all right?
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. I finally figured out what my social media accounts and all that stuff is, man. I wish this camera was on here because you would have to laugh, man. So What's great, man, is that I have my website set up now, man. It's midcityacquisitiongroup.com. So midcityacquisitiongroup.com. Also, we have the YouTube page, Small Business Stand Up. Definitely log on there, man. You'll hear the podcast. And we on Anchor, Spotify, and all that good stuff with the podcast as well. You know, tell a friend to tell a friend. Hey, Mr. Jason, man, I appreciate you coming on, man. Do you got anything you want to share with us as far as your social media?
You email or call me. email, call me, or text me, and I'm good. So, I mean, even you can text me. The business line, accept text, 972-220-8104. You can text me all day.
Yeah. This is what I learned before we get off. I've learned people who are doing some big things like that and when business and whatever case is, if you ask them what their social media is, they wouldn't know neither. Because they got other people taking care of that stuff for them. Right? That means that we're busy. you know what I'm saying? We're busy. We actually doing stuff.
I don't care that you ate ribs last night.
Exactly. Exactly, man. So, hey, man, I really appreciate you coming on, man. Hey, let's continue to grow, man. Let's make this thing happen. Everybody out there, man, you're an entrepreneur, man. Keep going, and we'll see you guys at the top.
Thank you for tuning in. Please follow us on Acorn and Spotify and on Facebook, Small Business Stand Up. See you on the next episode. MCA Back Office aims to help real estate wholesalers who have their 9-to-5 jobs, those who are busy with their businesses or family responsibilities, and even help students. MCA Back Office gives you leads, research comps, calculate offers for you. Basically, MCA be your back office. You can find them on Facebook. Just search MCA Back Office. MCA Online Notary Service will help you when you need to notarize a document for someone located out of state, overseas, or someone homebound or hospitalized who cannot drive, or for those who can't leave work during business hours. As long as you have a webcam, internet, MCA Notaries can help you get their documents notarized. It's very efficient and affordable. Please give us a call at 214-888-6782. That's 214-888-6782, or contact us at mcanotaries@gmail.com. That's mcanotaries@gmail.com.